The growing political row between Moscow and Kiev is having a negative impact on Ukraine's gas sector. Russia is now seeking alternative routes to transfer its gas to Europe. That would leave many of Ukraine's gas installations useless and make hundreds of people unemployed. Press TV's Lena Savchuk has more in this report.
The gas transit via Ukraine is dwindling as Russia is seeking new ways to ship its gas to Europe amid the worsening ties between Kiev and Moscow. Ukraine's monopolist gas transporter is expected to transit 72 billion cubic meters of gas through Ukraine this year, down from 116 billion cubic meters shipped in 2010.
We are standing at a critical verge where we will be forced to consider changes to our facilities and put out of work some of our booster stations. But this won't happen until the end of our contract with Russians in 2019 and the result of Stockholm arbitration. At the moment, we are obliged to maintain these capacities.
Around 40% of Russia's gas exports to the European Union go through Ukraine. But as Moscow seeks to diversify its shipments, particularly by constructing new gas transit lines of the Baltic and Black Sea, the future of 38,000 kilometers of Ukrainian pipelines depends on geopolitics.
This fight lies in the political sphere. Our main goal is to persuade Europe and all consumers that we are really a European quality operator.
Russia has described Ukraine as an unreliable shipping route to Europe. Russian Gazprom chief Alexei Miller voiced plans to reduce the transit to 10 billion cubic meters after 2020 and eliminate part of its pipelines to Ukraine when the Nord Stream 2 is constructed.
This risk exists due to difficult relation between the nations, and in my opinion, the Naftogaz management took a non-constructive position and ruined a possibility for compromise with Gazprom.
Ukraine's gas transmission system is one of the biggest in the world. It brings $2 billion of annual revenue and employs 21,000 people. Ukraine's gas transmission system is working at half of its capacity. The idle assets might be taken out of service after 2019, following the signing of another deal for gas transit between Kiev and Moscow. Lena Savchuk, Press TV, Kiev.